They started in May, every 2 weeks, going over the city's CRB legislation with a fine-tooth comb. The Citizens Review Board advisory group looking at every sentence, every word. Members changed some, left others the same, and in the end, created a revised Citizens Review Board law. Public Safety Committee Chair Pam Hunter says it adds teeth and accountability to the process.
It makes the CRB more quantitative. There are actual tangible outcomes, timelines given to hearing complaints. The role of the CRB administrator is more clear.
When the CRB came to life in 1993, it was meant to investigate complaints of police brutality by the Syracuse Police Department. Its only administrator, Felicia Davis, was fired last February after the mayor's office determined there were deficiencies in the operation of the organization. One of the big issues that has plagued the group is the fact that police officers who are subpoenaed don't testify. Hunter says her group looked into that issue and says it's the enforcement on the part of the police department to get the officer to comply. She says the CRB does have the power to subpoena police officers. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.